there's some new action in the tofu aisle. Elbowing in front of the tofu and the other meat stand-ins is jackfruit. Until now, jackfruit lived usually in Asian markets. Now it's hit mainstream. Jackfruit is hyped as the new wonder food for non-meat eaters. You can buy it drenched in barbecue sauce or teriyaki or curried. So, what gives? To separate fact from fiction, our managing producer, Sally Swift, talked to the Washington Post food and dining editor, Joe Yonan.
Hey, Joe Yonan, nice to have you in the studio.
Oh, thanks, Sally. It's fun to do it this way.
I have a question for you. You've done this big piece on jackfruit, both you and Bonnie Benwick, your deputy editor at the Washington Post. So why are we seeing so much jackfruit?
Well, there's a couple things going on. There's been a long time availability in a lot of Asian markets of the fresh jackfruit.
They're like bigger than your heads.
Right.
And they're all pokey all over the place.
Right, right.
Quite daunting.
Yes, absolutely. They look a little bit like a porcupine,
exactly.
A green porcupine, the size of maybe two or three of your heads.
Right.
And sometimes you see them hacked open or sold in big pieces, which is because it's really daunting. They're huge, and they're actually a little bit difficult to work with. The flesh is really sticky, and it coats your cutting board, it coats your knife.
And what does it taste like when it's ripe?
Well, it's a beautiful taste. It's a little mango-y, a little banana-y, a little pineapple-y. It's got sort of all those tropical flavors. You know, there's been some theory that the gum juicy fruit was based on the flavor of jackfruit, which Wrigley's, I think they make juicy fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have never disclosed that, but people have theorized that. So it's got a little bit of that, like sweet, but a little kind of mysterious flavor too.
Now, it's also being touted as a meat substitute.
Right, right. And there's been some misinformation about this out there. So it's two different things, sort of like mangoes that are green versus mangoes that are ripe. You know, a green mango is used in a lot of slaws and stuff in Southeast Asia. In the same way, a green jackfruit has a very different texture. It's much firmer. And you can kind of pull it the same way you pull pork. It's got these little strands, and it's got kind of a chewier texture. So in some parts of the world, people have used it as a meat substitute, and it's been packaged as such by some companies here in the United States called, one of them's called Upton's Naturals. There's another one that's called, I think, just the Jackfruit Company, and they are seasoning it and packaging it as a shelf-stable way for you to get like a quick, you can put it in sandwiches or you can stir fry it or eat it in kind of a lot of the same ways that you might have shredded meat.
But the crazy thing about jackfruit, from what I understand, is that it's very low in protein, correct?
Right, right.
So what, why would we do that?
Right, it is somewhat of a head scratcher to me in a way, because I do think that, you know, if I want something that just reminds me of the texture of meat, you know, I have a lot of options. You know, I can eat the portobello mushroom, for goodness sake, or a beet, those kinds of things. So I'm personally a little mystified about why you need to source something from, you know, halfway across the world in order to have a meat substitute. But having said that, you know, I can't fault people for looking for different options, and it's pretty tasty. So,
well, you worked up some recipes, or you worked up a recipe, correct?
Yes.
So what did you do to make it work for you?
Well, for one thing, I prefer to work with jackfruit that's not seasoned and flavored, because then it gives you a lot of options. You can take it in a lot of different directions. Now, it's not that easy to find that way. So, but in big Asian supermarkets, you can find it canned. And you want to look for the jackfruit that's canned in water or brine and not in syrup. And you slice it and you pan fry it. This is what I did. And I added I found a recipe online that suggested some of these things, and I simplified it. But I tossed it with some jerk type seasonings and then combined it in a wrap / burrito with some black beans to help that protein and some mango. And it was delicious.
Huh. I'm a little stumped, as that you were too, it sounds like.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we had the big fresh jackfruit in the office, and I watched Bonnie Benwick, you know, hack into it. And she wrote a really fun piece about, you know, how people should handle jackfruit. But I do think there's been a lot of confusion between the two types. You know, people have read about jackfruit as a meat substitute and as a great possibility for vegetarians and vegans. And then they see the giant fruit in their Whole Foods and they think, oh, I can hack that up and put it in tacos. And that really is not something that I would advise because, you know, that would be like eating a banana taco.
Got it. That seems clear. Thank you, Joe.
Sure. My pleasure.
Joe Yonan is author of Eat Your Vegetables, Bold Recipes for the Single Cook. And he left us with that recipe for jackfruit, black bean, and mango burritos from the Washington Post. And you can find it at splendidtable.org.